something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
iHeart Podcast Awards 2023 Podcast of the Year, Las Culturistas, with SNL's Bowen Yang and comedian Matt Rogers.
There's stuff happening in 2024 that we really need to address.
Pop culture and huge guests, like the latest episode with
Dua Lipa.
The more I think about it, the more scared and nervous I get.
Listen to the newest episode of Las Culturistas with Dua Lipa and all episodes on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Las Culturistas to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right, are we continuing to bitch about things?
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, should we?
Hold on. Where's Nate? Where is Nate?
My computer crashed. So hey, can you see me? All right.
Oh yeah, in Siri's window, I can see you. Hi,
this
hi, Nate.
This is not ideal. This is not ideal.
Well, whatever. I'm going to start with the bitching right now.
Can you stand up?
Stand up?
Nobody can see you.
There.
Hi.
He's good.
That's it.
Hi, Nate.
You know, you forget that this is actually a podcast too, Scary, so some people are just listening, right?
Oh, there's that.
There's that.
So I'm going to continue the things that drive us nuts. Whenever I watch a show with Heather, my fiance, and it's a show neither of us has seen before, but during the show, she proceeds to ask me questions as if I know what's going to happen.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, yes.
That's a terrible one.
Yeah, so we'll be watching it, and somebody comes on the screen. She goes, now, who's this guy? I'm like, how the fuck do I know? You just walked on the screen.
I'm watching the same thing you are watching.
Yeah. I haven't seen this before. Had I seen it, I might help you out, but I don't know. It just drives me nuts.
So
while I'm watching shows too, Nate, with my wife Allie, and I pick up my phone, and she'll be like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I'm just scrolling. I'm a little bored right now. And then she'll pick up her phone, but then she'll rattle off the next 5 minutes worth of scenes, and I feel like I'm getting grilled, like I'm at school. Like, what did I miss?
My mom will look up every actor that's in the movie and find out what they're doing now. And in the middle of the movie, she goes, you know, this is what they look like now. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I do that, too.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I had deep another dive. One. Oh, I'm so sorry. Did I interrupt?
No.
That's all right. You did, but
yeah. Go ahead. You're fine.
What Froggy was saying earlier on the air about how no one changes the K-cup in the machine, check this. Back in the day when I used to live on in an apartment where we shared the washer-dryer with 12 apartments, their people would not clean out the fucking lint trap on the dryer.
That's an asshole move.
Yeah.
When I go to dry my clothes, I'm like, that's disgusting. Now I got to take my index finger and rub it and scrape away some other person's gunk.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yuck.
I was going to say that in regards to the microwave conversation today.
Man.
Right.
Like, you get your own lint and your own microwave timer. Same thing.
Right.
The microwave timer is too small of an issue.
No, it's not.
I feel like the other ones have all been a big issue. That one is just you guys being
Gandhi,
babies.
What if you use the microwave as your clock? What if that's your digital clock in that area and you glance at that to see what time it is? They leave 2 seconds.
Get a phone or a watch.
No.
Why are you walking
I shouldn't
microwave?
Have to. That's what the fucking clock's on the face for.
Who doesn't have a fucking phone to tell them the time?
I got
to
pick
You have to rely on
I
the microwave.
Glance across the room and see
Give
the time
me a
on the microwave.
Break.
No, don't be such a lazy fuck.
You guys are some fragile snowflakes. Snowflakery at its finest over here.
Okay. Gandhi, what were you going to say?
I have so many. One of them, this might be very specific to New York, though, because I live in a high-rise building, and I'm on a very high floor. So I think whoever is standing closest to the door has to be in charge of the door close button when people get on. So if there are, like, 10 stops, right,
Doesn't
as soon
work.
As someone's on, you need to hit that door close so that we can keep moving,
that button
or else that
work?
Door stays open.
No.
Yeah, ours does.
It works.
Really?
Does it?
No, mine totally does, yeah. It'll stay open for like 10 seconds. If you hit door close, it closes. So who's ever by it, I'm like, can you push it? Come on,
so
we got 10 more stops.
You don't have to clear up the microwave, but you should push door close on the elevator.
For sure. That would save like a minute on the way down, a whole minute.
You can't walk 2 steps to push the button if the other person doesn't push it.
Well, they're in the way. There's a pandemic, Brody. I'm not getting up in someone's space to push the button. They should push
the button. I don't want to touch the microwave buttons as a pandemic.
No, apples and oranges, not the same thing.
It is.
How about when somebody eats like the last, like, say there's a bag of individually wrapped cookies or whatever, and they take the last one and leave the package,
leave the box.
Right? And you go in there thinking there's one left at least, and it's empty.
You must have been to terrible. My house.
Oh, it's my house too.
Yeah,
it's awful.
Yeah, same thing when you take the last roll of toilet paper and you leave the big empty bag in the closet.
Yeah,
screw that.
Why
take
do
damn bag.
That?
Kids are good at that.
Oh, yeah. You didn't say what else kids are good at? When my son walks in the house, he takes his shoes off and leaves them in front of the fucking door so that the next person that comes in the door trips over them. And when you say, hey, yo, can you move your shoes? Yeah. Oh, I didn't want to track them through the house. You don't have to track them through the house.
My little kid does
just
that, too.
Move them 3 feet over so I don't step on them when I come in the door.
Right.
It's like they walk out of them as they're walking. They step out of them and they keep going.
Yeah.
You're gonna think this is weird because I'm weird.
It's weird.
Yeah, but
you.
it makes me nuts when people fill a bottle with something that didn't originally come in it. Like there's a guy that comes up here that works in the building. Every morning he comes up and he fills an empty Tropicana bottle with milk from our water from our water cooler.
He's gonna have orange milk.
No, it's water. But you can't fill bottles with things that weren't supposed to be in it in the first place.
Oh, you would hate Indian people. That's what we do. We specialize in recycling things that are not recyclable.
And why can't you do that? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why?
Scotty.
Scotty, when I was in the office and I drank my Diet Pepsi,
I know, Brody.
I would make Crystal Light in it, you know? So screw you. That's what I'm saying.
No.
What if I have a Perrier bottle, right?
No.
And I drink it, then recycle. I fill it with tap water. Is that okay?
No, just recycle it.
You're the worst.
You can't
one
refill,
and done?
You can't
one
refill single-use containers.
And yet I do. And yet I do.
But who says they're single-use, really? I mean, you can keep using them just like a plastic bag. You keep using it.
Well, I mean, if you look at the back of a bottle of Coke, it says not refillable. So they don't want you to fill it with anything.
That's just because they want to sell us more bottles.
Right.
Okay,
I got one. I'm going to move on from this before I get angry at Scotty. I got one. It's people who go to stores where they have to load groceries or hardware like Home Depot into their trunk, but they back into the spot so they can't get to their trunk.
Yeah.
These are the people, they take 10 minutes to back in because it makes it a little bit easier to get out. That's ridiculous. You got to drive a car, you should be able to pull in and pull out. Done. Idiots.
I got one. Nothing's worse than when I'm driving with my wife in the car. We're like driving down a busy road.
Yeah, I hear you, Frog.
And trying to find some. Yeah, that too. Part two. When you're driving somewhere and you're trying to find somewhere to eat and you pass a place, she goes, oh, that would have been a good place back there. Well, why the fuck didn't you say that before I passed it?
I do that all the time.
No shit, because you two are just alike. So anyways, I'm like, okay, can you please?
That drives me crazy. Anyways.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. You don't
anyways?
Like that.
Anyways? Oh, yeah.
I'm like, why didn't you tell me anyways. Before I passed the place? I would have pulled in gladly. But now I have to make a U-turn.
But I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
No, you knew it was there. We drive down this road every day. They didn't just build that place overnight. It's been there.
They didn't?
No. It's ridiculous.
Okay. Anyways, okay. The thing that gets you.
Oh, God.
I got one. All right. So driving. I think we could have a bajillion on driving, but when you're driving and somebody cuts you off, which pisses me off, but they cut you off and then drive slow.
Yes, they don't go yes. anywhere.
Fucking go. Like, if you're cutting yeah. me off, just fucking go, yeah. man.
Okay. I got one, too. I got another one back. Hold on. I had to hit a button. Ready?
Yeah.
First of all, I love when people come to me for advice about, you know, because I grew up in Brooklyn and New York City area. But my favorite is when people say, hey, I'm coming to New York for a couple of weeks. Where should I eat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That happens all the time.
Yeah. You are Mr. Zagat, though.
Exactly. You're the guy, though.
There's no way to answer that.
What's your price point? How much you want to spend? What kind of day do you want to have?
Yeah,
what
where
kind
are you
of
staying?
Is it family related? Or, yeah. you know, is
no,
it family
yeah, there's
friendly?
A lot of questions. You need to give somebody a lot more information before asking for the final answer.
Where should I stay? What do you mean, where should you stay? What's your price point? I'll send you to the fucking Waldorf Astoria in Midtown if you don't give me any specifics. Anyway.
Scare, so it's funny because last week, Elvis's Alex texted me and goes, hey, I'm coming out to lunch by your house with some recommendations. So I go, well, what are you in the mood for? And he goes, I don't know. And I go, well, there's like 14 different things I could give you right now. So I listed all 14. Yeah. I go, where'd you go? He goes, oh, I just found a place.
I don't mind helping. Just narrow it down a little bit. Give me some parameters, some guardrails, and I'll hook you up at the right spot.
I got one. It's when you don't hear what somebody said, right? They'll go, I'm talking about goat. And you go, I'm sorry, what did you say? And they just say goat again. They don't repeat the sentence. You go, I didn't hear you. Goat. What did you say? Goat. No, the whole thing.
What about the
happens
goat?
Happens all the time. If I don't hear you, I didn't hear any of it.
What?
Huh?
What'd you say?
What's that?
You need out at the end.
Or when people, or when you say something, what? Go, what happened? Huh? What happened? Huh? Nothing happened. I
it's
said
like
something.
Ms. Matskalakis.
Oh. Huh? I don't know. I know that I talk loud, but my wife talks like a mouse. She will be in her closet, okay? In her closet across the house, which the closet is key because...
Why did you lock her in there?
Because, I've tried. Because it absorbs all the sound. So she's in there, she'll say, I need some help. And I don't hear her. Did you hear me? So now I'll be like, no, I didn't hear you. What'd you say? The second repeat is exactly the same level of the first one. I'm like, you gotta say it louder. Like, it drives me crazy. So now I just ignore her when she says something that I can't hear loud enough. I ignore her until she yells. And I'm like, oh, hey, there you go. I heard that one.
I get the same thing that Scary gets every now and then as far as like the, hey, where should I eat? I have plants and they are very healthy. They're thriving. They live to be old and giant. And people hit me up all the time and say, oh my God, why is my plant dying?
Yeah, I did
well,
that.
I don't know.
Yes. Save my
I don't
plant,
know
Gandhi,
where the
please,
light
save
is.
My plant.
I don't, yeah. How big is the pot? What kind of plant do you have? Have you been watering it? What kind of soil? I don't know. And I always just hit them with hair. There's an app that can help you with that. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with your plant, but save it.
Great.
Do something.
So now I know I bothered
mine.
So my, no, you
mine is
me.
If you text me and say my name in the text, I'm like, you're texting me. You don't need to say my name inside the text. It's almost as if I'm my parents.
My daddy used to do that. Danny, it's daddy on the text. I'm like, I know, daddy. I know.
But here's the thing. I think with Garrett, like with older people, there's a different line because they almost text like they would write you a letter. Like older people also sign it. Like, love dad. Like,
love
I know
dad.
It's from you. Okay, but when it's somebody younger and they're using your name, they're just trying to be a dick. They're trying to make a point. Like, okay, Garrett. That's what they mean. That's how I hear it in my head.
Another one just came through text. This pisses me off. I'm looking to change career paths. What's Elvis's advice? I don't know. What are you good at? Like, I don't know. Maybe you, like,
Scary.
What kind
can
of
I,
advice would you give this person?
Can I say something? What? I like the angle that this camera is on you and the way your hair looks with this angle.
You look skinnier.
It does look good.
It looks very good.
It's really good.
Skinnier.
This is your side, Scary. This is your side. Yeah, this is your good side.
Are you saying he looks fat from the other angle?
No, but the way his hair is, it's just everything looks perfect.
Now he's posing. Look at him. He's posing.
I
will say, Scare, when I saw you the other day, I told you, you look like you've lost weight since last time I saw you. You look good.
I did. Thank you. I lost 30 pounds.
Wow, good job.
Good for you.
But Nate's trying to make me gain it back. He plopped a bag of M&Ms in front of me this morning. Like
Nate's a monster.
Bag. It's your COVID.
Because it makes us look skinnier when you're a fat fuck.
Nate, did you have all those donuts over the weekend?
I only had 6.
What?
Oh, my God.
Wait, Krispy Kreme?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I took a box home, and I'm like, yeah, I'll have one more. No, I only had 5, 6 more. Hey, I don't get them that often, so when I get them, gosh. I have to
as long
eat
as you enjoy
fresh.
Them.
And now they have those St. Patrick's ones that Froggy told us about in Food News. I can't stop thinking about.
Speaking of St. Patrick's, it drives me crazy when people say St. Patty's instead of St. Patty's because there's no D. It's St.
Patrick's. And they spell it P-A-D-D-Y-S.
Yeah, that's like, what makes me crazy.
You're
I'm with
not
you.
Real smart.
It's
well, on that note, I can't stand when people wish me a Happy New Year's.
Yeah.
Oh, Happy New Year's.
Yeah. That's about it. Oh, I know. Speaking of what Nate was talking about with all the donuts, I hate when skinny people are around you telling you all the food that they can't eat because they'll gain a pound. Oh, my God. I can't eat the bread. I can't eat this. I'm like, oh, shut up.
Yeah, but isn't it worse than when fat people tell you what you shouldn't be eating? Like, it's not working for them.
I don't know if I've encountered that.
Oh, yeah. Fourth quarter scary. Oh, you know, that egg roll, you shouldn't really eat that egg roll.
It's got a lot
why?
Of...
Why? Because you want it. You
MSG in there.
By the way, Gandhi, about your plants, someone asked me a couple of weeks ago, because I said I had 2 dogs. They said, I'm thinking of getting a dog. What kind of dog should I get? How can I answer that?
Can't answer.
What kind of dog should you get?
Do you have a backyard?
How should I raise my child?
Train it well? Like, what are you doing?
What do you like? You like short head, big dog, small dog? What kind of dog should I get?
Idea.
The kind that runs your life for you because you can't run your own. I don't know.
I feel like we all sound like such assholes.
We really do.
I know.
Yeah, this is we sound like shitheads on this podcast. Have you never heard us before? I would say this is.
You're like, don't ask us anything. Don't ask us for any help. Don't give us any advice. Fuck you.
Just Google it.
Yeah.
Google it.
Oh Frog, how much time's left?
A minute and a half.
Sorry, Froggy, what'd you say?
I think we're out of gas.
Half.
We're out of gas.
Half.
We're out of gas. Half. Garrett, what was that?
That was my water.
Oh,
did the water sound again? Originally come in that bottle?
No, that's it. Did the water come in a single use bottle?
Speaking of Scotty, have you?
Single use.
Yes, Brody, I did.
Yeah. By the way, my reusable shopping bags from ShopRite say. Can be used up to 125 times.
No, I don't reuse bags.
So what happens on the 126th time?
Scotty is so wasteful.
Scotty,
yeah.
You're
That's
wasting.
All I get is Scotty just wastes shit all
you're
the time.
You're going to recycle them, or I use them as garbage bags.
How does the bag know when it's been used 126 times? Does it disintegrate?
That's where I was going with that.
On the 127th, it's done.
What happens? Who decided 125 times?
They tested
the guy whose bag broke at 126.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine usually rips after like 2.
By the way, Whole Foods. They charge you 10 cents if you use their bags, right? And they give you a 10-cent discount if you bring your own bag.
Correct.
So if I buy one item and I go, I don't want a bag, and I just take the ice cream, they don't give me the discount. I'm not using their bag. They go, nope, you have to bring your own bag. I go, I don't need a bag. No, can't give it to you.
I would bring a bag for a dime. Why
just
not?
To show it. So look, I got a bag.
Your hands
I always
get cold,
have my reusable bag in my backpack.
Garrett, whatever it is, a banana.
I'm just saying, who goes into the store and gets ice cream, it will melt by the time it gets home.
I live 2 blocks away. How do you not buy ice cream then?
Put it in a bag.
Bag doesn't keep it cold.
Yes, the plastic bag is gonna. I only can use it 125 times.
Hey, I'm not the one with melted ice cream.
I'm not either. You're inventing a problem.
I hate us now. Can we be done?
I do.
Okay.
Okay, we're done.
Gandhi, your plant's dying in the background. By
yeah.
The way.
Okay.
It's a fake.
It's real.
It's real.
This thing's real. How dare you?
Nate, wave goodbye, Nate.
Nate, where are you?
Bye, everybody.
Oh. Bye.
Nate, you're still over there. I forgot.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford. a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
iHeart Podcast Awards 2023 Podcast of the Year, Las Culturistas, with SNL's Bowen Yang and comedian Matt Rogers.
There's stuff happening in 2024 that we really need to address.
Pop culture and huge guests, like the latest episode with
Dua Lipa!
The more I think about it, the more scared and nervous I get.
Listen to the newest episode of Las Culturistas with Dua Lipa and all episodes on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Las Culturistas to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.